Blog Talk Radio.
Your host, Mary Brown, coming to you live from Amarillo, Texas, on this lovely Saturday, April 18th day. And I am going to be joined shortly by my amazing co-host, Dax Carlisle, CEO of the Tarot Guild. The show is brought to you by the Tarot Guild, by the way. And we are a live call-in show. We would love to hear from you. You can call in to talk about our topic, or you can call in for a free mini reading. The number to call is 714-816-4628. That number again, 714-816-4628. Don't forget to press 1 on your dial pad if you want to be on the air. That raises your hand so we see you on the switchboard. So let's go ahead and bring on the amazing Dax Carlisle. Dax, are you there?
Happy Psychic Saturday.
Happy Psychic Saturday, Tarot Today radio show. How you doing?
Great. As best as we all can be in the middle of a health crisis. But other than that, everything's fantastic and peachy.
Yeah, everything's fine. Serenity now. Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm so excited about our topic today that I didn't know. We're going to be talking about tarot correspondences. Do we really need them or not? And if any of you are wondering what tarot correspondences are, that's when we correspond a lot of different systems and match it up with tarot cards to help us read the cards in a different way. And that can be numerology, astrology, that could be Kabbalah, that could be a whole bunch of different stuff. That could be crystals, that can be plants even. So there's a whole bunch out there, and so it's a pretty huge topic that we're tackling today, Dax, don't you think?
it's huge, all right, although I can boil it down to a short answer, and then we can expand on it, yeah.
Right.
I don't know, did you want to get into the topic now, or do you want to do the card of the day, numerology of the day? What do you want to do first?
So many choices. You know, I think it would be nice to kind of start out with a card of the day. I can tell you what card I pulled for the day. And just in case people don't know, Psychic Talk Radio Network, our little network that you're listening to here, we have a corresponding Facebook group, Psychic Talk Radio on Facebook. You can find that easily by going to psychictalk.net/Facebook. And I pull a card of the day every day in there, and many of our hosts will post different things and let you know what they have coming up on their shows. The card of the day I pulled today was from the Witchlings deck by Paulina Cassidy. And the message is about our aura. A healthy aura keeps your energy in balance, in harmony. And that is great to do during this pandemic is to make sure your aura is cleansed. You know, we're so worried about, you know, picking up infections from other people, but we don't want our aura to get gunky either. And you could see that. Dax, did you have a card of the day, or what about the numerology for today? Where are we at?
Okay, so I love these days when the whole date, 4/18/2020, adds up to 17. 1 + 7 = 8. I love 8 days. 8 is abundance in numerology. This is a day where you can make it happen. Now, it requires some effort. It's not, you know, just because it's an 8 day doesn't mean everybody's having an abundant day. It just means the energy's there, the potential's there if you take advantage of it. It's also a 9 day. So the day is the 18th, 1 + 8 = 9, and that's endings. So it's the end of a cycle. It's a good time. Anytime there's a 9 energy floating around, you know, to go, okay, it's Saturday. Of course, every day is Saturday. If you're in lockdown, you know, stay at home orders across the country, you know, it's a great day to clean out the closets, literally and figuratively. The garage. And then with you personally, you know, like, are there belief systems that no longer serve you? Are there relationships that no longer serve you? Do you have projects on the back burner that have been on the back burner for 6 months, 2 years? You're never going to get to them. You know, just let them go. Open up room for new things to come in. And speaking of new things, that's the abundance factor. Okay, you know, do the clearing first, and then later in the day, start working on the abundance. You know, take advantage of the fact that we are not working and stuck at home, you know, 75% of us or something like that, you know, because the card of the day is the Three of Pentacles that I got. And the Three of Pentacles is about individuals, or at least an individual, usually more, working on a particular project. Pentacles is earth. It's the earth element. It's anything physical. It's the material, and, you know, even financial, and often comes up in financial type readings. And so the way to look at that with the numerology, the abundance, and the Three of Pentacles, it's a great hint from the universe to, you know, don't just sit back at home thinking, oh, God, you know, I can't go to work. I can't go out. I have no control. Yes, you do have control. In fact, that is the whole series of shows that we've been doing on Friday on the Doctors Are In show with Dr. Rose Wilkerson and myself. All month long, we're doing Living Life on Purpose. We've done part one, part two, and part three yesterday, and part four is coming up. And that's what we really stress, especially the first two shows. And go back and listen to them in archive after this one, because you're going to get a lot out of this, okay? That we do have things that we can do. We can take advantage, you know, reframe things, look at the other side of what's going on. How do we take advantage of that? You know, in fact, the second show, Living Life on Purpose Part 2, was taking advantage of troubled times last Friday. And we talked about all the things you could be doing, including working on projects. And you can still work with other people. You can get on Skype. You can get on Zoom, FaceTime, Facebook video chat. You know, there's a gazillion ways. Thank God we have the technology we do, Mary. And you can move towards abundance even during the health crisis, even if where you are, you're under a stay-at-home order. And, you know, we tend to be defeatist, and we slip into fear, and that leads to stress and anxiety. And that's why the last two shows of this series that we're doing on Fridays is on techniques for overcoming that. So we just did 10 techniques for overcoming fear and anxiety part one, we gave 5 of the 10 techniques. Next Friday, Dr. Rose and I are going to do the other 5, including a guided meditation. But we're giving all these powerful techniques from energy healing and from neurolinguistic programming and hypnosis that you can use. And they all these techniques, Mary, work in 5 minutes or less.
Mm. Cool.
Yes. So it's great. You know, go over to our page for Fridays, psychictalk.net/Fridays, of course. And, you know, go back and listen to those shows. You're going to get a lot out of it, especially if you're down right now, if you have some fear, some anxiety, some stress going on because of what's happening. Those shows are really going to help you out. And then tune in live if you can next Friday. It's going to be fantastic. So there's, you know, my numerology of the day and card of the day and, you know, the tie-in with the circumstances we have going right now.
Awesome. Well, do we want to get into the topic or do we want to take calls first? What do we want to do? I just feel like, you know, yes, there's a lot we can be doing to use our time, but also I think that, I don't know, this sort of lockdown, if we want to use that word, which is so intense, right, has made me kind of like relaxed. I'm just sort of like, meh, should we do this? Should we do that? Whatever. You know, kind of about everything. It's sort of funny.
That's right. Hey, there's no reason why we can't take a call or two and then go into the topic and take a call or two and just, intersperse it throughout the show. Let me look on the switchboard here. We got a bunch of people calling in. In fact, this is a great time to call in. So if you're listening live and you're kind of on the fence about calling in, go ahead and go for it because we take the calls in the order that they come in. You're going to dial the 714-816-4628. And as soon as you get through, press 1 on your dial pad. What that does is it puts you into the caller queue in the order that you called in. Hold your spot there, and we'll get to you. There's a lot of room on the switchboard, but it's starting to fill up. So you want to get in right now and secure your spot, 714-816-4628. You can also chat with us in the chat room. I'm over there in the chat room on the Tarot Guild website, our sponsor, thetarotguild.com. And you can click chat in the nav bar or just type in a new tab on your browser, thetarotguild.com/chat. And in there you can chat about the topic we're discussing, you know, leave your comments, ask questions, and you can ask for a mini reading right there in the chat room, thetarotguild.com/chat. It looks like area code 360 has been waiting the longest, Mary. We're going to bring them on. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Oh, hi. I'm Holly from Seattle.
Hi, Holly.
Oh, my favorite, one of my favorite cities. I lived in Seattle for years and loved it up there. How are you guys holding up? I know you're one of the hardest hit in the Northwest.
Yeah, I'm in King County, too. Yeah, this is the hardest area. It's scary, and I have a cough. I have a cough for the past 3 weeks that won't go away. But I don't have a fever.
God.
So they won't test
no
me
because
I don't have a fever. Yeah.
Exactly.
So it's a little frustrating.
Well, what do you want to chat about?
Oh, it's not question, it's chatting?
No.
No, you can ask a question.
Yeah, Friday and Saturdays is open lines and mini readings. So you can call in and just rant and rave about whatever you want, or you can ask for a mini reading. What's your question for us?
I'm sorry. Can I have a mini reading on whatever comes up, or you like a question?
Questions are better because, you know, we have a limited time on air. And
okay.
With the general one, sometimes it takes a little longer.
Do you see me moving out of state or staying in state?
Okay. Moving out of state or staying in state. I'm getting a strong yes that you will actually be moving at some point.
Yeah, I'm hoping so.
Yeah, it's definitely looking that way. I'm seeing cards about, you know, movement of home and things actually getting more when you make this move, you're going to be more emotionally fulfilled, emotionally stable. It looks like, okay, the Six of Pentacles is coming in. I'm getting the feeling that it's going to require some, you know, maybe some financial dealings, you know, some balancing, you know, to get it to happen. But it's almost like that card sometimes is like a payment, a loan, a windfall of some kind, sometimes unexpected, coming through. It's a card of good fortune, you know. So you might actually be getting help in this area. And I'm seeing that it could happen as quickly as 2 months.
Oh, good. That sounds good.
Yeah, that's the timing card is as quickly as 2 months, actually. Let's see what Mary's getting. What are you getting, Mary? I'm getting all good stuff for Holly.
Yeah, I'm getting pretty much good stuff here. I do see that, you know, there's going to be a big transition. So I feel like that fits with the idea of moving more than staying where you're at. You know, some things need to get done, right? You know, you're going to have to, like, kind of get some things taken care of before you can move. The Ten of Wands comes up, you know, which is interesting because often that's about moving things from place to place. So again, you know, that's confirming the idea of moving. And the timing card I get is a Page of Cups, so that kind of points me to summertime. So we're at April, May, June. So yeah, that would be 2 months from now would be summertime, actually, when you think about it, wouldn't it? And, you know, and also that this outside of just the timing of the Page of Cups, to me, that shows like, okay, you know, there's this really nice new energy coming in for you when you do this move. So, you know, I feel like it's a lot to look forward to. Like this move is going to be like pretty positive, but I do feel like, you know, it's, you know, a burden to get it done.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Something to think about. Yeah, whatever you can do in the meantime to kind of help yourself be better organized and, you know, get rid of, you know, tens often are about like, you know, the end of cycles, you know, where we like kind of clear out things, you know. So anything that you can kind of get rid of it, like you really don't need to take with you to like this new chapter in your life. You might be able to work on that in the meantime.
Okay. That sounds good. Thank you both.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks for the call.
Okay, bye.
Bye, Holly. Get better. Feel well.
Feel better. Yes,
yeah.
Please.
And you know what's funny, Mary, on our Friday and Saturday shows, because we're, you know, headed into the weekend on Friday and Saturday we're on the weekend, I always like to say, especially on the Saturday show, I go, on the Friday show, I say, enjoy the rest of your weekend, you know, and same thing on Saturday, enjoy the rest of your weekend. But a lot of us, it's like an endless weekend right now. So I kind of feel weird saying it.
Enjoy the rest of your endless weekend.
Lockdown. Yeah. Enjoy the rest of your lockdown.
Yes.
Oh, God, that's funny. So you want to take one more call, and then we'll get into tarot correspondences. Do we really need them for a little bit?
Yeah, let's do that. Let's see who else is out there.
The next caller that has been waiting the longest is area code 917. Caller, hello. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Well, hello, Mary and Dax. It's Sharona Rapsick, and I'm calling in from New York City.
New York City. Oh, my God. It's
New
Sharona,
York City.
One of the hosts on the network.
Hi, Sharona.
Yes. Hey,
so
Mary.
Cool.
Yeah, it's really cool. And today is my birthday. So
happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. And, you know,
little applause for you. Oh,
yeah,
champagne, too.
Applause. I need a reading. You know, I'm going through, like everybody else, these challenging times. And what I'd like to see is kind of do a birthday reading, because I'm really interested in finding out how I can turn these challenging situations that I'm in, as well as everybody else. What do the cards say there? Because, you know, it's funny, it's challenging, But I do believe that challenges are also opportunities. So I want to see what opportunities going forth are coming forth and maybe some timing around it.
Okay. All right.
Awesome.
I think it's my turn. It's my turn
okay.
to go first. Okay.
You go first.
So what opportunities? You know, boy, it's interesting, you know, a lot of the cards that come up here. And for some reason, I felt like I should draw a love note card for you as well, this little oracle deck that I have called the Love Notes. they're so cute. And you know what it is like, okay, so as far as opportunities that come up here, you know, it's kind of a funny thing, but it's saying like this challenge gives you the opportunity to nurture love, okay? So your love for your partner, your love of self-love, and also your love for humanity. And it's kind of a funny thing because when I look at the tarot cards that I pulled, you know, it's talking about, man, it's very atmospheric. It really looks like all of the things going on around you. Okay, and the difficulties that are there, you know, you can see, you know, this is a very challenging time, and yet what comes up is the opportunity for you in this is to really, you know, you're going to discover like different ways in which the love that you feel already just expands and expands and expands. And oddly enough, there is a time frame that I'm getting for this, okay? Which seems weird to me because it's like, why would you need a time frame? You could be nurturing love right now, right? But the time frame that comes up is like about 8 weeks from now. So I feel like maybe there's something going on, you know, in 8 weeks from now is what, 2 months from now, really. You know, maybe there is something going on in particular at that time frame, which would put us in June, right? That's about 2 months from now, again, with the June, that really lets that love that you're nurturing, all of a sudden it's like it's called upon or it's needed in a way that is like really beneficial to you and those around you. And the last card that comes up here is the Four of Wands, which I think is also like a really interesting message because fours, first of all, you know, fours are about stability, structure, that sense of like things being kind of where they need to be in order to support us. And the Four of Wands in particular to me is really such a great card of appreciation, you know. So there's something that, you know, with the timing of this, there's something important about this nurturing that's going on that happens at the 2 month mark. But, you know, you're also going to have this moment of really feeling like, okay, you know, it's like I've got my solid footing now, and I'm suddenly feeling all this appreciation for where I'm at. Not that you don't feel that already. You know, I'm sure that you do. But, you know, when we look at, you know, what's going on in the present energy, whew, it's hard to tap into those feelings sometimes. So, but that's what I get for you. Let's see what Dax gets.
Awesome. Well, I think it's really interesting, Mary, how we both got the same timing for Holly, our first caller, and
yeah,
the same thing with Sharona. You know, you were getting 8 weeks, 2 months,
oh, wow,
and that's what
yeah,
I'm getting. So I'm gonna start with the end. I'm gonna start with the last card, Sharona, and it's the Two of Wands, and it's also the timing card, the way I do my readings, and so you know, things will break free. In I'm seeing the same time frame that Mary is, you know, 2 months. And one of the things about the Two of Wands is the promise of good things coming to you. So that's the outcome card. Is it's indicating that, you know, good things are on the way. So now let's jump all the way to the other side of the spread to the beginning. And I'm getting cards like the Nine of Swords, the Ten of Wands. You know what that means, Sharona. You know, it's talking
about,
yeah, stress and being overburdened. Are you feeling that?
Yes, I am. I think everyone is. It's kind of like
everyone
the energy
is
very, very dense and heavy. Yeah.
Right, right. And so everyone is feeling that. However, certain people more so in particular, and with you, it's like, it's as if you have too many irons in the fire. And you're worried in general being, you know, the Nine of Swords in the traditional Waite-Smith version of the card, somebody being kept up at night, waking up from nightmares in the middle of the night, all those swords, like the Swords of Damocles, you know, hanging over her head, and it's swords are thoughts and ideas. There's all these thoughts and ideas, you know, and like, oh, when is this, you know, lockdown? I mean, it's hilarious if you think about it, Mary, how, you know, Holly is in one of the hardest hit areas in the Northwest, and then we jump to the other side of the country, and Sharona is in the hardest hit area, period. You know, right in Manhattan, you know. And so, yeah, of course, you're thinking about all that, and when is this going to clear up, and, you know. But then there's also other things. You're thinking of your business. You're thinking of projects and various things along those lines. And the tarot is giving a couple of hints here. One, it's talking about there's the general stress, overburdening, but really taking stock, really taking a look deeply at all these irons that you've got in the fire. And you got to figure out, you're passionate about everything you're doing, but you've got to prioritize. You got to figure out what is the one thing that I am most passionate about and put your energies into that. And then as far as the stress, I don't know if you've been listening to the Friday shows every Friday, Sharona, but be sure to tune in, especially listen to yesterday's show and next Friday's show, and use those techniques for relieving stress, anxiety, and fear that Dr. Rose and I are giving out on the Friday show. Because I think, you know, and you're an energy healer and you know all this stuff, but I think sometimes, even though we already know, we need a third party to tell us, yeah, you need to be doing this, you know.
A reminder.
A reminder, yeah. You know, try out some, you know, of course, continue to do your Reiki. I know you're a Reiki master, but, you know, also, you know, try some of these other techniques out, especially ones you haven't tried before, and see if they help out. You know, they all take 5 minutes or less to do. So, you know, can't hurt, right? And then I'm getting cards talking about routine and ritual. And that leads me back to what Mary said. I think it was the Four of Wands you got. You were talking about having some structure.
Yeah.
Mary? Yeah. And that's what I'm getting, too. That Sharona would benefit. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh,
go ahead. And
go ahead.
Finish up.
Okay. I had one
little. Real quick.
You finish up, and then I had one thing to add.
Yeah, because I'm almost done with the whole reading, and then you can, you know, add in whatever you want to add in. But the last part here, Sharona, is about establishing more structure. Now, I know you have structure, and I know you have ritual that you do. It's indicating you need to get even more intense with that structure, and in conjunction with taking stock of all these things you're passionate about, all these projects, all the, you know, your work, all these other areas that you're passionate about, but maybe, you know, paring it down and just finding one thing to focus on and then create structure around that. Take advantage of this time that we have right now. A lot of us stuck at home, and it's building on that. It's even though you may know a lot about the topic that you pick as your most passionate thing, there's always more to learn. So research, 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 learning, 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 you know, practice, 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 you know, getting online with people on Skype or what have you, and Zoom or however you want to do it, and practicing things and trying new things out, all related around this one focus area. And that's going to relieve you quite a bit, because it's not that you don't care about the other things. You just, it's too much right now. There's too many things going on. You've got to get it down to, okay, this is going to be my focus, and that's what I'm most passionate about, and I'm going to find success in this area. And then you end up with the Ten of Pentacles. You get that, you know, financial stability and everything along those lines. Yeah, there you go. So that's what I've got for you. What were you going to say, Mary?
Oh, Sharona, I just want to ask, do you happen to have any blue lace agate stones, crystals?
I don't think I do. I don't think I have, but I can look at a picture of one. But I think that's one that I'm missing.
Look at a picture of one. For some reason, blue lace agate is jumping up and down and saying, you know, don't forget me. I can help you. There's something about it. You know, often when we talk about, you know, trying to calm stress and stuff, we think of things like rose quartz, which, you know, it's another thing that I wanted to pop in there. Like, maybe you should be carrying rose quartz around dealing with what you're dealing with there. But blue lace agate in particular, because you can manifest with your words. Blue lace agate is a stone of communication, and it's got a very calming energy around it too. So Google some pictures of it as well. You know, you can even order it online if you want to have a physical stone with you. But for some reason, this is, you know, I have a bunch of crystals laid out, and that's the one that's like gleaming. If stones can jump up and down, that's what it's doing. And I needed to mention it to you.
Well, I'm definitely going to look at a picture of it, and if I can order some online, I'm going to do that, because I'm a crystalholic.
Yeah.
And that's the one that I don't think I have in my collection. So, got to go out and get one of those. Or go online.
Yeah, go online or even, you know, just, you know, meditate on a picture of a blue lace agate stone and kind of just breathe that energy in. Breathe that energy into your throat chakra.
I definitely will do that. Thank you so much. Everything's been very helpful. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a happy birthday. Yeah.
Yes. Well, thank you, Anne. You can put me back in the listener queue, and I'm going to be listening in to more of your show and your topic and everything. Thank you, thank you.
Thanks for calling.
That was great. And Sharona will be back on air next Sunday. I just thought I'd throw that out there. Let's see, I got to bring up my list here. We are at the bottom of the hour, so might as well let people know. Let's see. Okay, so Sharona is doing on Sunday, April 26th, Vision Boards, Revisioning Your Future on her Magic Universe show. And, you know, that fits in really good. All the topics that have been coming up on the network this month, you know, the Friday show, like I mentioned earlier, Living Life on Purpose, some of the shows that Janice has been doing on Wisdom of the Soul, Catherine's been doing a whole series on the Abundant Mindset. Sharona is going to be back with Vision Boards on Sunday. You know, a lot of these things are all fitting together and helping you where we are right now with the health crisis and everything like that, you know, to move forward. And it just struck me when I saw the vision boards, I was like, oh, that's a perfect thing for this time. You know, we're at home, we can pull out the magazines and cut out pictures, create vision boards. I can't wait to hear what Sharona has to say, Mary.
Cool. What a cool idea.
Yeah. Yeah. So tomorrow, Monday, April 20th, Janice Fuchs will be back with another Wisdom of the Soul show. And continuing that four-part series, it's actually part three of The Abundance Mindset on Compassionate Light with Catherine Hahn. So it's a double feature tomorrow. I'll be back on Friday with Dr. Rose, and we'll be doing part two of 10 Techniques for Overcoming Fear, Stress, and Anxiety. And Mary and I will be back on Saturday, April 25th, and it'll be open lines and tarot mini readings, and we're going to be doing our psychic spin segment, and it's going to be on the economy. What do we need to know? So there you go. And then Sunday is Sharona. So there you go. That's what's coming up over the next week. Awesome, Saul.
Awesome.
So tarot correspondences. Do we really need them, Mary?
Do we really need them? You know, yes and no is what I would say.
That was
I would
my
say
short
one.
Answer.
Right? You know, no, you don't need them in order to tarot. But what happens is, you know, I kind of feel like, you know, all roads, like, you know, or tarot leads to all roads, kind of the reverse of that maxim. Because what happened to me, and I think it's happened to a lot of people when they first start studying tarot, it's like, okay, I want to be able to read the cards. I want to know what the cards mean. And you look at that, and then you encounter all these correspondences. It's like, oh, well, you know, here's the Magician card, and that's connected to the planet Mercury. And a lot of times you think, like, well, okay, but how does that help me understand? You know, it's like, how much do I know about the planet Mercury? And I think, you know, because it's astrology, if it can be combined with tarot, there's the four elements of alchemy that can be combined with tarot. There's numerology that can be combined with tarot. You know, I think can be is the important thing to remember. You don't have to, you know, just because you want to learn to read tarot doesn't mean you have to, like, learn everything about astrology or that you have to learn everything about Kabbalah, because there's correspondences with the Tree of Life as well. It does help. If, say, you know, you're already an astrologer, or say you're already practicing Kabbalah, and you decide you want to pick up tarot, it's kind of nice because you can equate that. You've already got, like, kind of a system that you can kind of fit to. But I feel like so many of these correspondences are somebody trying to fit it to it that it's not necessary, you know. I mean, it can work. That can be a different style of reading. But, yeah, it's not necessary, I don't think, unless you want to. What do you think?
Well, you know, we're going to ruffle some feathers out there. I just know it. But let's face it. All you need to do tarot is a deck of tarot cards. That's it. That's all you need.
Yeah.
You don't even need the keywords that you can look up online. You don't need, you know, 50 books on tarot. All you need is the deck, and you shuffle the deck and you pull cards and you say what you see in the cards. In fact, I can't remember what the book was. Years back, we interviewed an author who wrote a book, and she said that right in there, say what you see. It might have been the 10-minute tarot tutor. Might have been that.
Mm.
I'll have to look that up. Anyway, but that's all you need. You know, I think we get bogged down with too much information in some circumstances. I mean, Do you need tarot correspondences? No, that's the short answer. Are they helpful in certain areas and situations? Yes. Should you, you know, dive deeply into, you know, the mysteries of the Kabbalah and everything, especially when you're beginning to learn tarot? Probably not, because you're going to get overwhelmed, too much information. Things are going to get confusing. Okay. Now, I say that where at the same time, the tarot course that I teach is called Tarot by the Numbers, and I teach numerology side by side with tarot. And the reason why I do that is, and the elements, of course, and the structure of the deck, which I see coming from Metatron's Cube, from Sacred Geometry. And I teach all of this side by side because I think it actually helps folks learn deck and reading a lot easier. Because if you know the nine numbers in numerology and the different energies they represent, and then those numbers are on the cards, and then you have the five suits, and there are five platonic solids representing five elements coming from, again, from Metatron's Cube. And if you know what the elements are and you know what the numbers are, you have the whole deck, really. You know, at least the beginnings of it. And a lot of people learn tarot through memorization. You know, they're just reading books, memorizing keywords, and the individual cards are very fluid. It's not a hard meaning, but more of a spectrum from one side to the other, a spectrum of meaning, depending on the question being asked and the card surrounding the card that you're looking at in a spread that you're answering the question with. And it's more useful to get an idea of the energy of the card than the hard meanings. You know, words are poor representations of anything. You know, it's what we've got to verbally communicate between each other. Symbols are much more powerful. Remember the old phrase, a picture's worth a thousand words? That's why tarot is so fantastic. It's pictures with symbols. And you can get, you know, when you study it and you start using it and keep looking at the images, you start to develop a feel for the card. And what helps that is the number and the element associated with that card. You know what the number eight means. And if it's the Eight of Pentacles, you know what the earth element means. And you get a feeling for it. And then you're able to look at what was the question, what's the surrounding cards, and you can then intuit, you can use your intuition on what the answer is, what the meaning is, then will come to you instead of being strapped to, you know, one or two or three keywords that might not have anything to do with the question, you know. So I think it's best to learn the structure of the deck, learn the numerology and the elements, study the deck, and then go look at what other people's opinion is on keywords for each individual card. Now, beyond that, I think it's great. I mean, tarot is a lifelong learning project. You know, you're never done, you know. And learning about Kabbalah and astrology and astrological correspondences and Kabbalistic correspondences to the deck and everything else. Because I remember when I started out, you know, I looked at the deck and said, oh my God, this is like the hub of the wheel, and everything else can be related to tarot, you know. But
exactly.
Does it serve you? You know, I mean, this should be something if you want to delve into it much later, you know, the first year or two or three or five, you know, just work with the cards and just practice, you know. And then as far as looking into the, if you have an interest in Kabbalah, if you have an interest in astrology, you know, then maybe take a look at those, but it's not necessary to read the cards.
Yeah. And I tend to agree with that. I think also it depends on what deck you want to work with. You know, there are some decks that correspondences are already built in. There's tarot decks that have a different crystal that corresponds to every single card. And if you're into crystals, then you kind of know what the metaphysical meanings of crystals are. And, you know, you can relate it to the cards that way. Or there's animal decks out there where, you know, there's different animals related to the cards. So, I mean, if you want to work with a deck, if you're just so drawn to a deck that is like more, you know, more of a modern deck, like an animal deck or something, and you want to learn to read that deck that way, that's terrific. But that is going to be really hard to translate to other decks, and even like the Rider-Waite-Smith, you know. Marseille especially. And that's one thing that came to mind when you were talking about using numerology, because I think that, you know, the Marseille deck, for people that who don't know, there's three basic. I mean, there's kind of a lot more, you know, brand new decks using their own systems now than there ever was. But there's three basic kind of traditional systems of tarot, and that's either the Rider-Waite-Smith, which Dax and I think both advocate for beginners, and there's the Marseille, the Tarot de Marseille decks, and there's also Aleister Crowley and Lady Frieda's Thoth deck. And so I think, especially if you're working with Marseille, that is a deck that does the what we call the pip cards, or the minor arcana numbered cards, are not illustrated. You just have the symbols of the suit and like a certain number, you know. So you have the Eight of Wands, but you just see eight wands. You don't see like any depiction, except the Eight of Wands is a bad example because it's kind of what you see in the Rider-Waite as well, eight wands, but they're flying through the air. You know, you have it, and with the Marseille deck, there it's just how they're arranged. You don't get an idea of a pictorial scene or anything like that. So those six especially, I could see numerology being like, and the elements too, being really, really helpful. But, you know, it just depends. Like, what are you having trouble with when you're learning to read tarot? And usually it's just kind of, you know, trying to get to the point where you see a card and you don't get stumped. You know, because that happens often, you know, when you're just starting out, you have a deck and you put a card down and you're like, I got nothing. I don't know. It's just some people, you know. And so it really, you know, I think Dax is also right in saying that, you know, just read what you see. You know, if you see the Four of Wands in front of you and you don't have anything memorized and you're not using a system, well, you still see Four Wands, and it looks like a couple under a canopy, and it looks like there's some sort of party going on. Maybe it's a wedding. You know, you can read her without learning these correspondences. There's a lot of great intuitive readers that just pull the cards and let their intuition, you know, kind of take over to do the reading. So if anything more than correspondences, to me, what would be valuable is working on psychic development.
Yeah, that's actually worth your time, in my opinion. Oh, by the way, that book I mentioned, The 2-Hour Tarot Tutor by William Carroll. Carroll. Can't say it.
Yeah.
I think – I'm not 100% sure, but I think that's the book where when we were interviewing her, she said, you know, just say what you see. And that's how she can teach tarot in under 2 hours, you know, so you can read, you know, because you're saying what you see in the card. You're not worrying about all these correspondences. You're not worrying about all these other things. So, you know, I would say basically, if you start off with just learning the deck. Now, when I mean learning the deck, I mean open up the deck. You know, you got the new package there. I tend to smell the cards.
You know, they have their own fragrance to them, you know. And, you know, you go through the cards and you look at the images and get a feeling for each image and write it down in your journal. Start a tarot journal, you know, couple pages for every card, and just start writing your impressions down, you know, and learn the elements, learn the numerology, learn the structure of the deck. Because once you know the structure of the deck, the numerology and the elements, you can then apply that to any deck. So if you do have a deck that doesn't have anything but the pips on it, you know, like the Tarot de Marseille, you can instantly adapt to that deck. And you can instantly adapt to any tarot deck that has the traditional 78-card structure. Any deck, you know, regardless of the images. Now, if you want to incorporate what the artist and author was going for, and you want to, you know, use the symbology and the images that are on the cards and add that in, great. It just enhances your reading. But, you know, you're picking a particular deck because it's pretty. It's a great deck to use with clients because, you know, the images are modern and better. That's why I use Ciro Marchetti's decks when I do readings in person with a client, because they're gorgeous, you know, a lot more gorgeous than the Waite-Smith deck. But I'm not always using what is in the images. I have the structure of tarot, the numerology and the elements in my head. And that's what I'm kind of like translating it into. A lot of the other correspondences, you know, I've looked into them over the years because, hey, that's my job. And, you know, some of them seem shoehorned in. Do you know what I mean? Like, they don't always all work per se, you know, and I don't know how much it enhances your reading ability unless you're really big into crystals like Mary is, or you're really big into astrology, which I'm not. I tell people all the time I'm not an astrologer. You know, I use some correspondences from astrology when I'm doing a reading on romance and certain you know, court cards show up, and it may be potential people showing up in that client's life. And I'll mention, you know, the correspondence to that card that, you know, it may be a Leo, or this person may be a Pisces, or, you know, things like that. But that's as far as my knowledge of astrology goes. And that's as far as I go with any correspondences to astrology when I'm doing readings. So that's useful to know for romance.
Yeah.
Readings,
and,
you know,
and I think, you know, what's interesting too, is that what I found is, you know, I kind of dug into like all these different correspondences, especially the ones coming from the Golden Dawn when it came to the timing, you know. Some correspondences like astrology is useful for that, but you have to remember also that any correspondence that you're studying is a system that someone else came up with. So you should have the freedom to also adapt those correspondences, because there's nobody saying that like this is absolutely 100% right. And I know that a lot of people that want to read tarot using Kabbalah correspondences, they run into some paradoxes here and there, you know. And also another thing you can find digging into correspondences is that you may learn, like, say, the Golden Dawn's, you know, correspondences, astrological correspondences, where there's a, you know, astrological sign or part of a sign, 10 degrees of a sign attached to every single card. And then you may find that somebody else is using astrology as well and has a totally different system that they're using. So it's like you can't really go wrong in a sense, and it can be helpful. But I would say kind of what I ended up doing is learning all this different stuff, and then what stuck with me is probably what I use the most. You know, like I've had this thing with the magician card for years, where if somebody's asking me like when something's going to happen and the magician card comes up It's like it's going to happen on a Wednesday. And every time it happens on a Wednesday. And I don't know why. It's not. It's just that that was a correspondence early on that I learned the days of the week connected to some of the major arcana cards that just kind of my brain held on to it, you know, as I was learning all these different things. And I think that there's something to be said to that, that sometimes the things that stick with you really are supposed to be there and can be very helpful into your way of reading. Because no matter what, we study tarot, we do the journaling, that's terrific. If you study correspondences, that's terrific too. But regardless, you're not going to be the same reader as somebody else. You're learning, when you're learning tarot, you're also learning what kind of reader you are.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly what I want to get across at the end here. That the only thing that really matters is what you make of it and what you want to use it for or not use. You know, it like an example, Page of Swords is corresponded a lot often, you know, with Gemini. But if you think the Page of Wands is Gemini, go for it. You know, it's whatever you, it's like learning a language. You are programming in your subconscious the correspondences and the meanings the way you see it. And it, that's all that matters, because you're the one doing the reading. It doesn't matter if a different reader has a different correspondence. It doesn't matter. As long as you have a fixed idea and you stick with it. Just, you know, stick with it. And
absolutely.
I'm gonna come full circle to the pictures, because, like, for instance, one of my birth cards, you know, I'm a Gemini, and so associated with the Page of Swords, for instance. But in the Major Arcana, it's the Lover's card. However, I'm more associated personally with the Magician card. Oh, that's funny, just like you, with the Magician card.
Yeah.
And the reason for that. And for the reason for that has nothing to do with correspondences. It's the picture, folks, because the traditional Waite-Smith version of the card, the way the magician is depicted is what I look like, or at least what I did look like in my teens, 20s, and 30s. That's exactly what I looked like. Tall, thin, dark hair, you know, it just... The very first time I saw that image, I was like, oh, that's my card. Just
that's
like
I love that.
Yeah, exactly. Just like the Queen of Pentacles. That is the mom card to me. Why? Because it looks exactly like my mom.
Oh, wow.
You know, so again, I want to come full circle to this idea that you don't need any of this, folks. You just need the deck and the image.
Yeah.
Say what you see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and one point that I wanted to make is this, is that if you are learning tarot because you want to do readings for other people, you're going to have to probably reach the point, because most of the time when we do readings for other people, you don't have a whole day to spend doing a reading for someone. So getting into, you know, how this lines up with the paths on the tree of life to a potential client who has never even heard of the Tree of Life is not going to help you be a better reader, you know. I think that, you know, a lot of times with correspondences, if you learn them, that's one thing, and if they're helpful to you, that's terrific. You know, a lot of times it's like too much to actually do to go over in a live reading with someone, and may not have any meaning at all to the person who's asking the question, who just wants to know what comes up in the cards, not all the correspondences. So that's another way we can get kind of bogged down. I mean, I've literally, you know, had readings where people start getting into a lot of stuff that I'm just like, okay, so the answer is what? You know?
Yeah.
Not really, what's the reading? So that's something to keep in mind, that, you know, when we get into that, we do it for ourselves more than anything else. But we don't want to be too too rigid or too rigidly attached to these things either, because you want your readings to flow.
That's why I never use any of those decks like you mentioned, where it has all the different correspondences and everything right there on the card, and it just looks like a mess to me. Just give me a plain image. I don't even want a border.
Too busy.
I like the borderless decks. You know, just give me an image, okay? You know, maybe a number.
Yeah.
Numbers are fine. Symbols are fine. But, you know, don't have all these, you know, you got the Hebrew lettering and the astrological symbols and oh my God, it looks like a mess. And if you're using that with a client, they're going, what? You know? Anyway, we're coming up on the end of the show. Let's see if we can squeeze in a call or two. What do you think, Mary?
Let's do it. Who's out there?
Okay, let's see. It looks like area code 786 has been waiting the longest. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Yvette, and I'm calling from Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Ooh,
hi.
Wow, we're going all around the country. We were in Washington, then New York State, now we're down in Florida. I just love this. How are you holding up, Yvette, in this time of crisis?
Oh, well, you know, we're probably going to be marooned in this peninsula for a while because we seem to be creating a hot spot, but hey, you know, here we are. It was sunny today, but it's pouring now and we're in a drought, so I'm happy for the rain.
Good. So did you want a mini reading or what did you want to chat about?
Mini reading would be great.
Terrific.
Okay, so what's your burning question of it?
I had a wedding planned and pandemic hit. So, is that going to happen when I have plan B, but you know, nowadays you can't plan anything because the world is upside down.
That's true. Is plan B a Zoom wedding? You know, do it virtual. I've heard people talking about that.
Well, yeah,
you know,
I guess part of it's gonna have to be Zoomy.
You know, you know what's really hilarious? Oh, that's funny. I heard that on the news earlier that you know one jurisdiction they just changed the rules so that you could do it over Skype. It was just hilarious. Anyway, but Yvette, when you said things are kind of upside down right now, and I'm shuffling and pulling the cards, and the card I pull exactly at the second you're saying things are upside down right now is the Hanged Man, and he's hanging upside down. You know, and,
all right,
and it's a card of, you know, delay, obviously, and you know, talking about there's going to be a delay, obviously, but also the Hangman often talks about thinking outside the box. So, you know, things like, hey, let's get everybody we know on a giant Zoom meeting and do the ceremony right that way. You know, that it's kind of hinting that direction, you know, that you can think outside the box or you can just hold on, you know. Ultimately you're going to be successful. The central focus card is the Six of Wands, the success card, victory, you know, hard work prevails. And, you can kind of translate that into, hard work, prevailing. Think of it along the lines as, you know, patience prevails, you know, that ultimately you're going to be successful. It's going to happen. The important thing right now is more your own emotional stability. I'm getting the King of Cups, which is, you know, the most emotionally stable card. And it's talking about, that's what you should be working on now. Don't worry about the wedding. You know, hold on and you're going to be able to do it in the future. The timing card I'm getting is four months. So
okay.
I mean, it could happen faster than that, but I'm feeling like 4 months is what I'm getting. Let's see what Mary's getting.
Mm-hmm. You know, I, I'm actually getting really positive cards. Yeah, you know, the moon card comes up here, and that just kind of, to me, you know, that shows, like, you know, there's this cloud of uncertainty right now over it, and no doubt, you know, there's reasons for that. But the Emperor card comes up as well as the Knight of Cups and the Nine of Cups, the Wish card. So I do feel like ultimately this is going to be something that, you know, we're happy with the result, you know, making the best of it. The Emperor card is interesting too, because it's like often, you know, I feel with the Emperor, it's like, okay, we've got to figure out how is this going to work best for everyone, you know? And, you know, that idea of, like, you know, things functioning well and there being a sense of order and structure and stability to this. But, you know, oddly enough, the timing card that I'm getting points to, like, July time frame.
Okay.
You know, so I don't know when this was planned for. But that's the time frame I'm getting. But ultimately, all these cards are really pretty good.
Plan A was April 25th. That's not happening.
Mm. Right.
And then we're targeting Plan B as 6/6 of 2020. So, like, that repetition number. So we'll see.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
It might be a good
happen.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, it looks, if nothing else, it looks like it works out well in the end.
Well, yeah,
that's
it
the
definitely works
thing.
Out well.
This is a second wedding for both of us, and, you know, hey,
yeah.
We just have to make the best and keep moving forward.
That's right,
exactly.
Yvette.
Thank you
yeah.
so much.
Thanks for
okay.
calling.
Thanks for the call. And, you know, I think what I was getting in my reading, Mary, was more if Yvette and her betrothed was doing this with people in attendance, not the Zoom thing. I was getting that.
Yeah.
I was getting four months, and they'll be able to do a physical wedding. But if they want to do it sooner and they want to do the Zoom thing, they can. They can hit that, you know, 6/6/2020 date if
yeah.
they want. But, you know, why not hold off and do 7/7/2020 or 8/8/2020 or 9/9/2020?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting. So 4 months from now is when? April, May, June, July. Okay, so that's yeah, we're both getting July time frame. Hmm.
Yeah.
Interesting.
We've been doing that all
and
show. Have you noticed that?
It's very odd. I don't feel like that happens all that much with timing. Do people get the same time frame? So that's weird. That's good. That's cool. Synchronicity.
That's good.
Yeah, but I didn't get a sense that this was going to be done remotely either. You know.
Right, see?
And I don't
yeah.
think that's what they want.
Really
you
want.
Know?
Yeah, I was kind of focusing in on that. I know before I pulled the card she had mentioned about, I had already pulled the cards. And Yvette mentioned about, you know, possibly doing this Skype thing or what have you, you know, Zoom. And but that's not what I had focused on. In my head, I was seeing a real full on everybody's there in the church wedding. And, you know, these are the cards that I got doing that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
do
it's
kind of,
you know,
one more call.
It's kind of hope. Yeah, let's do it. You know, it's kind of a hopeful sign to me and hopefully listeners too that, you know, we're seeing something where people can get together. Maybe it's later on in the year, but we're going to have that again because I know a lot of people are kind of like, you know, they don't like to be separated from everyone like we are now.
Oh, I don't think we will be. I mean, I felt that. From the very beginning, we did that reading, and I got this 6-week time frame where things were going to start to turn around. And would you know it? Would you believe it? It's like I'm like dead on, where it's starting to happen. We the curve flattened out.
And in some places, it's actually, you know, starting to go down the other side. Just as I had thought it would happen, you know, they're still talking about, oh, my God, resurges, you know, it could resurge in or come back, you know, wintertime, blah, blah, blah. But remember, that's November, December, January. So there's going to be a period of time here where we're going to the bell curve is going to go down. We're going to get into, you know, some semblance of normality. And, you know, I think that 4-month time frame makes a lot of sense. It was actually the Four of Cups that I got. And I really didn't talk. I didn't talk about the Four of Cups because I really wasn't getting anything off of it except the timing energy. And that's something else to mention, that, you know, not every card speaks to you. Sometimes I'll lay out, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8 cards, whatever, and I only am using information from 2, 3, 4 of them, you know.
Mm.
I just thought I'd throw that out there. I don't know if other readers do that, but you know, sometimes I'm not getting anything off of a card, and that card was at the end of the spread, and it was the timing card. I got the 4 months from that, but and of course, cups are water, and that can relate to springtime or summertime. You know. Anyway, I just thought I'd throw that out there as a little aside. So if we're not going to be able, I just thought I'd throw that out there, you know, for those that are learning tarot and, you know, listening to the show. I know we've got a lot of those. But I was going to say, you know, if we can't get to your call today, don't worry, because we'll be back tomorrow. Catherine will be on, for instance. You call into her show. I'll be back on Friday, and Mary and I will be back on Saturday, next Saturday. So, and it's always the same telephone number. Write it down, put it in your phone or what have you. And all the shows on the network have the same time now, actually. It's 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. So Monday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, because Sharona will be on. Awesome. So let's see. Who's the last lucky caller that's been waiting the longest? It looks like, a Tucson area, area code 520. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Hello, are you there? Area code 520, you're on. Are you hearing anything, Mary?
I'm not hearing anything.
Okay, I think it's my switchboard. It's kind of hung up. You know where you get the little circle that keeps going around? It's working. It's trying. It's working. Okay, I put them back on hold. Let me try bringing their mic live again. Maybe it'll work this time. There we go. Okay, so caller, are you there? Area code 520. What's your name? Hello? Their line is open now. Oh. Doesn't look like we're going to be able to get them on. Okay, well, you know, we're over time anyway, so, boy, this was a great show, lots of great information, and I had a lot of fun. Great callers, too.
Yes, I had a lot of fun, and I want to thank everybody who called in today and everyone who's out there listening or live with us right now or who will listen later in archive. We wouldn't have a show without our listeners, so we all appreciate you all, and I appreciate you, Dax, as well.
Oh, you
for joining me.
You got in. You got in first. I was going to say, and I appreciate you, Mary.
I keep doing that. I keep saying what you're about to say. Oh my God, I'm like so psychic. It's weird.
Yeah. Plus, we have like a Wonder Twins connection. You know, psychic connection.
Yes. Exactly. Exactly. Activate.
Well, you know, I'm looking forward to next week's show because we're going to do the psychic spin episode or segment. And, you know, anybody listening doesn't know what that is. That's where we take a look at something that's, you know, in everybody's minds or currently in the news or, you know, some current event or something where, you know, we could put a psychic spin on it because we can – you know, pull out the oracle cards, the tarot cards, the numerology, where the, you know, the regular talking heads and news presenters out there on TV, they don't have our advantage. So we can actually ask the tarot. And we're doing
exactly.
The economy, right?
Yeah, the economy.
What do we need to know? It's going to
exactly.
be a biggie.
Exactly. What? Yeah, so you don't want to miss that, folks. You want to catch that next Saturday. And
yes.
I think that does it for today, Dax. So I want to say goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye.
Enjoy your endless weekend. Goodbye, Dax.
Good night, Mary
Bye,
Ellen.
Bye, everybody. Good night, Grandpa.
Good night,
John Boyd.